One more minute. Okay, so next let's see if we can spend a little bit of time just moving ahead in this sugya, and then try to find a little bit of time to the ends and do the chizuk v'seiris for the kras ha'tainis. But the greatest chizuk v'seiris should be to learn a sugya of Sismet Teshuri. That's what we got to do. Work it out for us today. So let's just backtrack for a moment. So here we have a guy, he's standing on the Yom HaDin, you know, well, the kid's got his towel over his head. Everyone just finished the Lamed Tzech, and they Karech Mizbah seven times. And the Eilim Masal Yeinim, they're all ready to blow the shofar. And give me a break. The only shofar they got is something that that somebody worshipped, somebody bowed down to, and showed yourself at the Zohar. What can you do? You gotta deal what you got with. What you have. So we're about to blow the shofar. We have the shofar shel Avodah Zarah. And the Gemara wants to know, Yeitzeh, not Yeitzeh. So how many different factors go into this question? So first question is he doing an Aveira? And if he's doing an Aveira, Gevalt Kishrikin, it's a Chavitza Babi Aveira. So the truth is that, it's not such a big Aveira. You know why it's not such a big Aveira? Because what's he doing? He's being Nana Nebuchadnezzar. Come on, let's go. Give me a hand, no? We possibly have to listen to. So what's the big deal? Oh, that was the other problem. Wait a second. Maybe he's not blowing from the Ashir Meshaifa? The Mishnah says the Shofar has a certain size to it. And a Benzara has to be destroyed, has to be burnt. So something that's torn, Sharifa, doesn't exist. Doesn't have a shear. So Ksusa got the shear in. And he says, well, not so bad, not so quick. It depends what kind of a Cheftza it is. Certain Chafotzim are under the Sharifa. And here, folks, this is about Sharifa kicks in. What are some of the things? Give me some examples of things that are under the Sharifa. Here's the Acha, that's pretty bad. Now, so you have Shirin Dachas, that's disaster, that's terrible, but a regular plain example of a Zora, Nishka Ferloch, you don't take Sismet to Shuri on a regular Avodah Zora. Why not? Why not? Isn't there a mitzvah Shirin to Sumbeish? It's supposed to burn, it's supposed to destroy the Avodah Zora? So clearly, because there's an option out here. What's the option out here? Bittul Avodah Zora. So the existence of Bittul Avodah Zarah is mafkia the din of Ksusimet Shurim. Where does it say this mamish pemoli? Where does it say this explicitly? So it's really Gemara Masechet Sukkah that actually spells this out. The Gemara Sukkah, the third of the Mamikam, tells us shalasher shalaydachas, that a lulav shalasher is possible. In fact, the Gemara shalasher is possible. From a lulav rava, a lulav shalavet is a lito vimnot with kosher, with the evidence kosher. Hachmeshe demesha skir Ksusimet Shurim. Now the Gemara uses this very, very cryptic phrase called asher demosha. What does that mean even? What else words mean asher demosha? It's an Asherah that's described in Torah Moshe. Asherah that the Torah references in Sefer Devarim. What does that mean? What kind of Asherah is it? It's a kind of Asherah that's not subject to Dibur. That's a code phrase. Asherah Devarim is a code phrase for an Asherah for Avodah Zarah that he can't be mevatel. What kind of Avodah Zarah can't even be mevatel? So again, the warmer sex of Avodah Zarah. So Baruch Hashem, I put the one line in the you have to know. What's the one line? What kind of Avodah Zarah is that even levitical? Avodah Zarah shall be shrug. So the bottom line is you put together the Gemara Avodah Zarah, the Gemara Tzuk, the Gemara Rishon, the following picture emerges. I have a cheftish of Avodah Zarah in front of me. Rabbi, I want to know, can I be Yetzish Shaykh, can I be Yetzish Ruler? They use it as a Chalitza Shua, and I'll be my Yvonne to talk about it later on. I have these chafats and I have these objects that have a shame of a desire on them. Rabbi, are they good or not? So the rabbi's got to answer, first of all, is this an Isser Hanav? It's a Bavavera. No, it's a Bavavera. Is it Ksusimet Shurim? It depends. If it shall Yisrael, it's a problem. If it shall Goy, then it's okay. That's the simple pshat. Ad kan. At this point, I want to ask you a question. What I say? This chiluk that the Gemara tells us that sometimes yes, yeah, sometimes no. Sometimes yes, yeah, sometimes no. It clearly has something to do with Jewish versus Goyish. I want to know what that means. What do those words mean? So Tosfos, in a few places, quotes the following understanding. It says Tosfos, if it's Aveda Zara, Shel Yisrael, which is impossible to ever be Mevatel, it's not Nita the Bitla, because there's a cost of a Bitla Aveda Zara, doesn't apply to Aveda Zara Shel Yisrael. So Aveda Zara Shel Yisrael is always Ksusim Ehtashirim. Aveda Zara Shel Goy, which could be Mevatel at some later point, since it has the ability to be misbatel, you can't say about it ksusim ektashir. That's what Tosfos says. Can anyone come up with an alternate distinction between Yisrael versus Goy? Could somebody explain to me slightly different, a little bit of a different case? What is a little bit shaky about what I just said? I just presented that if a Zohar shall Goy, since it theoretically could be misbatel, therefore, you can be yaitzeh with it now because the stock goes to Bechshir. Can somebody disagree with that? Can somebody say, what?
Can I also? They also can't do Avodah Zarah, so it's different.
Who can't do Avodah Zarah?
Why?
It's true, but the Gemara does say that Avodah Zarah shall goy is mitan to bittul. There is a sugya bittul of Avodah Zarah. Can somebody say it a little bit differently than me?
Maybe it wasn't
Mevatel. Ooh, so wait a second. Wait a second. I don't understand. What's the weak point of what I just said? Aveda Zara shel Goy, since in theory it could be this battle, it's not called Ksusim Ehtashirut. Who has a weak, what's the weak point?
It wasn't
yet. In theory, it hasn't happened yet. Maybe one could say as follows. If I have Aveda Zara shel Yisrael, for sure I can't be, I say. If I have Aveda Zara shel Goy, and it wasn't yet in this battle, I can't be yetzeh because Bashir Husham, the way it is now, it's not yet in his batel. And if it wasn't yet in his batel, so right now, the here and now, it's Eimed Luat, Lusreifim. It's Eimed Lusreifim, says Bashir. Maybe the only time I could salvage the shofar or the lulav or the chalitza shoe and say it's okay, that's not if it's theoretically could be in his batel, but rather what? It was already Mitzvah. That's a totally different distinction. So everyone agrees there has to be a distinction. Because there are some Mamar Chazal that say, you yaitzim with the Shefesh of Avodah Zarah. Some Mamar Chazal say you're not yaitzim. Some Mamar Chazal say you yaitzim with the Lulav. Some say you're not. Some say the Chalitish is good for that. So there's clearly a distinction we have to create here. So whereas you guys let me sell you this distinction that Shel Goy is always good because of Shema Osir. Because in the future, if you can be Mavadla, Kol Zman that you have the ability to be Mavadla, that already removes the Psalm of Suspect Shuri. So you let me say that to you. You know who has quotes? Where is Tosfos? Tosfos, in a sense, in most places, Tosfos supports this distinction. Shel Goy is good, Yisrael is not good, Adkan. But Tosfos in Chulin quotes an alternate chat in Ebra Ben Tam that doesn't matter what theoretically is the answer. Ben Tam was a realist. He lived in this world, not like it's going to happen, but it was like in 20 years from now. But in Talmud, it's like, if the Goy was already in his father, the Goy Zara, then and only then could you be Yisrael. If the Goy was not the father of the Zara, it's still cool to system and Yisrael. I can't remember any of that. So when everybody agrees there's a distinction, sometimes yes, sometimes no, sometimes you're Yisrael, sometimes you're not, everyone agrees that has something to do with Bithel. My point is, with Talmud and all the other Mishanim was, the case is good because you weren't involved, or the case is good because theoretically you're involved.
You're involved, it's not even the time.
Oh, so let's analyze this machlokes of Tam and everybody else. That's the ratio. What are the ramifications of this machlokes? So I want to think.
How is it
going? Involved? He takes it and he kicks it. He gives it a throws it on the floor. Gives it spits on it. This is a benizah. This is a piece of garbage, piece of junk. But then you quickly grab it to blow shofar with it. Okay? So I want to go back to Agamar, second of the Marmukhamis. First.
How come
if
a Jew does it?
Because a Jew doesn't have the curse of the Bath of a Zara, and a Zara shall Yisrael is that need to live it. Both of those are lachas are true. Okay? I want to go back to the second Amakom's first Mokor. Hagimar Roshonik of Chesed Me'alf. I want you to read this. Amar Yehuda. B'sheifah shal avet azar le'yitka v'mtapash yotza. How do Tosfos read this Gemara and how does Rebbeinu Tam read this Gemara? So point to Tosfos, shal avet azar le'yitka v'mtapash yotza. What do you mean v'mtapash yotza? What kind of avet azar is it? V'mtapash yotza, it's avet azar shalwa. Was it his battle yet? Not necessarily, since it has the ability to battle. So then the Gemara means like a charm. Lo yitka, you know why you shouldn't be takeh? What's wrong with being takeh? Anu, tell me. What's wrong? Because right now, it's what? It's love and deserve. It has been his battle yet. So to take a shofar that still has a chalei shame, a cheftaf and a vedizara, and blow him with you, crazy? That's what you should be doing in Rosh Hashanah? You're right, because there's no ksusim mechtashira, because it's amid l'bittel. And you're right, there's no hanal, it's all cute and all nice, but tachlis, lo yitka, I understand the words lo yitka, according to Tosfos. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, what is the case, according to Rabbeinu Tam, im tofa yotza is only talking about what? According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's only yotza if what happened already? So if it was already this batel, which phrase in Rabbeinu Yudah doesn't read so smooth? Why lo yitka? What's wrong? It's batel. It's batel, man. Come on, it's over. It's done. It's batel. If he did it, it's not a chef to fit a bit of Zohar. So go to it. How's it going to read this tomorrow? Amr Rav Yudah, Shevish, Lo Vezar, Lo Yitka, Ben Kappa Yatz. What do you mean? It must be talking about post-Bittl, because before Bittl, it's still his breath to right? So what's wrong with Lo Yitka? What's the nature of Lo Yitka? So who wants to explain this to me? Lo Yitka. Tell me Pshad, go to it. Lo Yitka.
Well, you're still Yotze, maybe.
You're Yotze, definitely Yotze. So why leave? What's wrong? What is the difference? What's possibly deficient with blowing the shofar? So you can understand this in one of two ways. Either you can understand this, this is like a Musari kind of a thing. This is not a shofar. I like Mitzvos Sharon. This is the Sharon Shuvah time. This is like, come on, give me a break. This Cheftza for shofar. Apidin, there's nothing wrong with it. Apidin, it's like a regular Zohar Shachun. It's like a regular Oysa, it's no longer of a Zohar. But still, come on, it's the Chamiyos, it's the Zienis. This is how you go to the Yom HaDin, to the Kisi HaKovah, with the Shofar that 10 years ago was used for. I know, Rabbi, I know all the Lomdus. The Lomdus is cute, the Lomdus is nice. But Im Kol Zeh, Al Tzmiyos HaMitzvah, it's not right to blow. Is that all Rabbi Yudah meant? Lo Yitka? So it wasn't like a pure halachic statement. It was more of a musari kind of, a sensitivity kind of statement. Is that what he meant? So Tosfos and Chul, it seems to write that way. That's a Muslim mitzvah. Not really halachic requirement. But could one say a little bit more than Tosfos? Could one perhaps argue with Tosfos? So basically, I want to ask you a question about this little bit of Zohar story. I have a lot of problems with Zohar. I've been idol for the last 20 years. Everyone's been bowing down to this for all. They're worshiping, they're going to worship. No one happens. One day, after 20 years, super saturated with the Rebbe Zohar, a light comes, takes up his eyes, and adds style away. It's not his eye, man. So the floor is really good. What's the deal with Zohar? Father, what's going on there, right? No, if you're serious, what's going on? No, Bittl, right? Why don't you do Rebbe Zohar? Fish, right? Bittl, Rebbe Zohar, it works. It's good, it's cool, it's great. Yesh lach kor. Why don't you make the following chakir? What's the nature of this halacha of Bittul HaVedizara? Does Bittul HaVedizara mean that once a HaVedizara is this batla, it's not a chetzah for a HaVedizara. It is completely and totally reverts back to its original source of being ois. It was not a HaVedizara. Everything in the world started out not a HaVedizara. Some should be going worship it became a HaVedizara. Bittul says, especially also that if it became a HaVedizara, now it's not a, it has no shame, no shemitz, no mashin, no zero. It's nishkeh of HaVedizara. There is absolutely no difference of the halacha between this chetzah batel and a regular table that was never worshipped in the first place. Is that what Bittul means? But maybe you could say, okay, I'm all this fancy schmancy chat. Now what can you say? Razzle that which I'm calling that shit. What's the other way of understanding what Bittul HaVedizara means? Bittul HaVedizara is a matir of what? After you bottle the Zohar, what are you allowed to do with the item? You're allowed to use it. Normally the Zohar is also but not. Bittul is the matir of the Isser HaNoh. But just because it's ma'atah, the shame of the Yisra of the Zohar, it's still called what? It's still a chetzah of the Zohar. What is it, really fancy? It's a chefter shul of Arizona without any sort of Moshe Goy. Normally, that's nonsensical. That's the chesh therapy. So Bittul doesn't remove the chefter shul of Arizona. What's the chefter shul of Arizona? Once it's worshipped, it's done. It's history. All Bittul does, it's not that he's surah. It's melei the chesh reifa. It removes all the ramifications of Arizona. But in its heart and soul, this shofar is still a chefter shul of Arizona. If that's the pshat, that still remains a chesed for the Zora, so then, and it's still full worldwide, I'm going to do the chesed for the Zora, but the Zora, it's not just a mishmushi, the musri thing, it's not mishmusing a chesed 100%, only for a chesed for the Zora, the Zora, that's wrong up here. That's just wrong up here, Musa, it's wrong up here, did. Are you yay to the DM? Yeah, yay to the DM. You know why? Because once it's this bath, so then there's no way to know, what's no way to know, there's no way to be straight, there's no way to be sure. I got the 9 yards, I got the whole story. So that statement of Rabbi Huda, Lo Yitgaboi, again, according to most of the Rishab, the Scrooge of it, so Lo Yitgaboi means because it's still a bit of this bath, yet of course it shouldn't do a little bit. But according to Vedatam's chat, that if it wasn't this bath, it's talking about Yitzay, so Lo Yitgaboi is talking about post Bittul, Yahoo became Lo Yitgaboi. So we have a further shaila. What does that mean? Is that just something that's a musar? Or is that a pigment? We have three versions of what Rabbi Yehuda Amar then, right? Who is Rabbi Mark? Who is Rabbi Mark? I'm so straight away, right? Rabbi Mark, I'm going to go like this. Three shaila. Low and deep of one. According to most Rishon, because it wasn't his bottle yet, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it was his bottle. You have a pigment. It's about either our musar or our pigment. Can anyone bring me a raya to my shaila? I want to know the dove on the cheftah for Rabbi Nezara, and the item of Rabbi Nezara, and I just want to know. Very, very simple question. I just want to know, is it still called the shame of a Nezara? That's all I want to know. Anyone bring me a raya, not for the Gemara. It's a raya from a Ramban al HaTorah. Ramban al HaTorah, wow, where, who? I'll give you a hint, the Ramban al HaTorah, Parshas Vayishlach. Okay, I'll give you another hint. Who remembers the Abba Nezara in Parshas Vayishlach? I don't remember. It was the end of the Parsha. When Yaakov and his sons, back of his family, they're entering into Eretz Yisrael, gets rid of the Asiras, Olehen, Echashim, Serechim, he tells them to get rid of all the Avodah Zarah. And what does he tell them to do with it?
Bury it under the tree.
No? I want to hear some Lamdanim over here. Bury it under the tree. 1 second. What's wrong with that? Bury it under the tree. What is he supposed to do with Avodah Zarah? Just a bird, right? It's not buried, but it's a bird. Again, the premise of this question is, of course, the obvious of Mekayim Kol Torah Kula. So we're trying to read into this story in Parshas Vayishlach, looking at it through the eyes of Parshas Rei. Parshas Rei is a full ba'ish. Is it a shreifa? They don't bury a b'nezer. You bury a b'nezer. So why did Yaakov Avinu bury it? So Ramban writes, Al HaTorah, take a look at Parshas Vayishlach, Ramban writes, that no doubt, says the Ramban, Yaakov Avinu, found the goy to be bottle it. It wasn't really a Nezara anymore. There was really no need to actually remove it. He could have kept it. It was mutabano. There was no need to get rid of it. It was already his bottle. The afa pichain, says the Ramban, even though it was already his bottle, it didn't look right. It didn't feel right. You know what didn't feel right? He's going to build a base. They're going to build a mishka. They're going to build a mizbeach. They're going to makif kabanos. They're going to have the Avodah Zarah sitting in the back. What do you mean the Avodah Zarah back? It wasn't Avodah Zarah anymore. Didn't we just say it was mizbaflet? What's the answer? Says Ramban, it still smacks. It still smells of Avodah Zarah. It's still some samash of Avodah Zarah. So what's pshat in this Ramban? So you can understand this Ramban in one of two ways. Either Ramban means that in Musur it still smells of Avodah Zarah. That's like one version of low. Lo Yitka, whether Ramban meant something deep, whether Ramban means that Bittul of a Nezara from today till tomorrow doesn't really solve the entire problem. It doesn't knock off the entire problem, Bittul of a Nezara. Bittul of a Nezara removes the Suri Hanoah, it removes the Chisreifa, Aber Shem Chetuf of a Nezara. Okay, good, so far so good. So we have two different pshat, we have the Bali Taisis, again, Shabbat Tam. What pshat of the Gemara that you got to? Is it of a Nezara shall go pre Bittul or post Bittul? So I have a big problem. A big, 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 big problem. Tosfos in Sukkah, the fourth in Ramatanis. Two lines in the bottom. Vim Taimah. Avedizor de Nochri, Nami mida Agbe Kanye, Vinasa Shah Yisrael, the Midrakal Exlaman. Anyone listen to that question? What was Tosha's caution?
He's saying that even if that was enough, once the Jew is not discarded, it becomes a reserve of Israel.
And therefore, it's no longer subject to law? So Tosha says, I don't understand. Look, we just said that it's a Vedazor Shel Goy, everything's hunky dory, everything's great. What do you mean? The minute that I pick it up, it's mine. And the Gemara says that Vedazor, once it's mine, it's a Vedazor Shel Yisrael, not need to the Bittle anymore. So what's the Gemara talking about? How can it be Yetzay? No, I want you to think for a minute. Which pshat is this question according to? Is this according to the first pshat or according to Rabbeinu Tam?
Was
very
and
did you
picking it up
as the so according to Rabbi Tam, this cash doesn't get off the ground. Right? According to Rabbi Tam, the only case that you're actually saying is it was a readiness batel. Although Zoya sold that it was a readiness batel, so then what kind of silly cash is that? Hey, the Jew's picking up, it's now his. Good morning, Yishtoich, he's picking up, it's his. But it was a readiness batel, the game's over. But Tosis is asking the question, the Shittosa, who didn't read Rabbi Tam, most of the Balayat Tosis, did not learn the Rabbeinu Tam. They learned that once it's a Vedazara shell Akum, the game's over, it's kosher, Yeyetze, because it has the ability to be this Batel, so Frektai, so Kasher, what do you mean? But it hasn't been this Batel yet. And therefore, Kolzman, that it, the Jew picks it up, it now reverts to become a Vedazara shell Yisrael. Once it's a Vedazara shell Yisrael, that needs in the Bittel. So what's going on? So how do you read this Gemara? We go back to Rosh Hashanah, the first time of Kabbalah, for the sixth time. I'm reviewing the Bishav Shavaz Ali and Tekla Yamza. Going to Tosfos, that means it's a Vedazor Shel Goy, it was not in his batel, it's still okay, you're still Yaitse. It's yours, it's Shel Yisrael. So listen to this Terence Tosfos says to give. It's a Dochet Terence. Yesh Lemus says Tosfos. Don't you be, I'm a national Lichnus. A wild Terence says Tosfos. And they give the Hochem of my Eskinon, when the guy picks up the shofar to blow, he has in mind, he li muchem zumen shaloa. Shalom, this guy's by Shofar. Because if I'm Zoich and the Shofar is Ochin Bey, then it's no good because now it's a Vedazor Shel Yisrael, Vedazor Shel Yisrael, Ilah Bittel, Atan Debir Atosis. Who do you think sitting in the corner and smiling, who's saying, come on, what a shver shot? Who do you think's happy and smiling here? Rabbeinu Tam smiling. Rabbeinu Tam says, come on, come on. That's what it means. Hachem, my esteem, the guy picked up, come on. My pshat is so much smoother. Now don't forget, the other days in Tosis, we're yelling at Rabbeinu Tam, saying, your pshat is not so smooth, because according to you, what was the problem according to Rabbeinu Tam? What was the difficulty? Lo yitka. So Rabbeinu Tam had the upper hand on Tosis, because they don't have to go for the shver vort that Hochem Ha'eskidin, he had kavan shalom mitzkos. That's why Rabbeinu Tam preferred his pshat. On the other hand, the other days in Tosis, preferred their pshat, they were willing to forego this kash and say, yeah, Hochem Ha'eskidin, kavan shalom mitzkos. Because the words go, Yitka reads like a charm, reads smoother according to them. So whenever you read it, sugya, I want you to always understand this. Because sometimes you read a Gemara and you see a machlek, it's 2 days and days, machlek is a Rishonim. So I want you to always go back to the Gemara. After you read the machlek is a Rishonim, I want you to go back to the Gemara and say, what led Rabbeinu Tam to say his pshat? What led the other Rishonim to say their pshat? Which line in the Gemara reads smoother according to Rabbeinu Tam? Which line in the Gemara reads smoother according to the other Rishonim? There are pros and cons, there are ups and downs to both of the pshat. So Tosfos had a little trouble, a little bit of a bump in the road. After all, it becomes Shel Yisrael, Hachem Ha'eskidin, Kavana Shel Yisrael. Who thinks the bump ends there? I think Tosfos is about to get a flat tire. What do I mean by that? Hachem Ha'eskidin, you had a mind Shel Yisrael. That's the only answer to the problem. No? What's my kasha? This Tosfos is great if all you're learning is Maseches Wat. But remember, there's a parallel sugya that talks about what other mitzvah? The same sugya, that's Lamed Aleph and Sukkah, we read it before. Was it the same story, right? Shall I share as possible? Aye, it's kosher. No, how come I ski on? Pitl versus not Pitl. Yeah, what's that talking about? What's that explain that one? Hocham, am I a ski on? You picked it up, Shalom Liska, it's Gevalt. 13 penalty markers down on the play, flags down all over the place. Why? What did Tosfos just violate? What word did Tosfos just violate? It's not lachem. So Bishlam by Shofar, we already know from last Sunday, it's not the lachem, big deal. So Tosfos gave a dochak answer by Shofar. It's a shver of word. Tom's laughing and saying, that's a teretz, come on, it's a shver teretz. But at least it works. At least Tosfos can get off. We're saying it. When it comes to lulav, it's not a shver teretz, it's pushing a wrong teretz. Because if Taisa's pshat is right by lulav, then your mama shal yotzei. Yeah, the mama, the guy's in a check bank. If he's zoich on the lulav, then it becomes shal yisrael, dan bitl, tzizbech shira. If he's not zoich, it's not lachem. So the guy's mama should pick a lead away. So what's the answer? Anyone know? I left the Taisa's out. Taisa's gives you an answer. Such a difficult answer. And Rabbi Tam is saying, what? Come on, who are you kidding? What's the difficult answer? Hoch of my skin and what?
But can't he, like, make kenyan without making a kenyan?
No, can't do that. That's an internal contradiction. Either yeah or no. Make up your mind. Is it zayich or not? If it is for lachem, then it is for ein bittul. If that is for ein bittul, then that is for lachem. You can't walk a tightrope. You fall off the edge if you walk a tightrope. So what's the answer? It's so schwer. It's so I'm afraid to say it, but what's the only answer? No, no, Rabbi. The other Taisis, the other Taisis kind of got to defend themselves. Anyone got to guess what Taisis could possibly say in the wildest dreams?
Wouldn't be
Yotzeh. Wouldn't be Yotzeh. No, no. The Gemara says in Lulav, Amar Rabbi Lulushav Azala Yitav in Nothal Kosher. Rabbi made a statement in Nothal Kosher. So give me a case. I point to Taisis in Nothal Kosher. It's the case. The Marashach, if it's yours, ain't Levitl, it's not yours, not Lachem. Just use a little creativity. You always need lachem for lulav. It's the way after the first day. Third day, chol hamoed. That's what the Gemara is talking about. After the first day. In Ochinab, in the first day, Taka, there's no way. You know what Rabbeinu Tam is saying? He has two words. Come on, says Rabbeinu Tam. It's schwer enough to say, for the case of shofar, Hachma Steven, Kavanish Lo Lizko. That's a halvatzor, we say, half a problem. That's like a, I'd say it's a three-quarters of a problem. That's a serious problem. Now you want to go a step further and say, on by lulav, you got yourself into a checkmate. How come I see it the next day? So Rabbi Tam says, it can't be. The pshat is so difficult. Altai says, what do you want from us? Our pshat is emes lamita. Because your pshat is wrong, because lo yitka, why lo yitka? There's no reason. It's after bitl, no reason lo yitka. So Rabbi Sai, again, we have to appreciate the mindless difficulties and the advantages of Rabbi Tam's pshat versus the other Rishonim's pshat and vice versa. But we have Baruch Hashem, two working pshatim with the Gedolei Rishonim, with their difficulties, with the Dechukim. We defended Rabbi Tam in one or two ways. We defended the Taisus B'Deichak in one or two ways. The bottom line is we have two great, great, great Rishonim who have different versions of what's going on, the ABCs of our city. So let's say, I just want to share for a moment. Just something going back to this idea of Bitla V'Dezor. Bitla V'Dezor is the theme of this entire sugya, Bitla V'Dezor. Is this the first time in Halacha we find a concept called bittul? Where do we find bittul? Where else do we find bittul?
There's
a bittul chomis. Where else? People in Surah, let's say a little bit of milk falls in the pot, meat, some little bit of chad, chocolate, a bunch of the robe, a bunch of shishim, right? A bayah. There are bittul by the bayah, in Surah. That's part of the middle of the road related to Surah. So can somebody tell me what the concept of Bittul means? We gotta define what Bittul means. What's the common denominator always get into them? Bittul conjures up the following. If you have something that in and of itself is really chashuv, it's really significant, it's staring in the face, it's like, this is a really serious thing. And now something occurs that I think most people look at it and say, nah, it's not as important as it is. Something has happened to detract from the chashivas of that item. That's what bittul means. It's like a bittul chum. I have a slice of pizza. You can pizza. You got pizza. Right? Take a look at this piece of pizza. And all your moments very kosher. Come to a Pesach. Bottle to after the hour. This is pizza. This is kosher. I'm going to go for the kosher Pesach pizza for $40 a slice for potato starch and some ketchup and butter. So that's kosher. Piece slice of pizza. That is not that the piece of garbage is enough. That's a little meat. I take something that's kosher and I turn it into a piece of garbage. What does bittul v'dezor mean? Boy, he spent so much money building this tremendous idol. It's gold and silver. It's a chashuv, and he bows down till he turns into his god. And what do I do? What does another guy come and do?
That's an idol, that's a god. Yeah.
Throws on this one track. The Rechashu makes it. I have this piece of chav. Shmack a piece of chav. It smells. It's big. It's good to go. What happens? A little bit of this painting falls into my tremendous parashah. So much chul there that I can't even taste the chazer. What's the chazer? It's insignificant. It doesn't give me taste anymore. It's both mashishim. It's both. So Bittl means Bittl always conjures up the image of taking another chosher and stepping on it and saying it's not so chosher. So that's not the worst thing. What is Bittl term? What is the Bittl term? What is Bittl term? I'm trying to remember this phrase. I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it. I'm also going to say it. I'm not going to say it. Bittl term. So Baruch Ber, say it with the Shmuel. Baruch Ber was in the brisket. And everything to him, two different verses. Even in Bittl Dice, we have two different people. There's two different kinds of verses. Sometimes Bittl Dice is like the shade on us. Hard to say that, hard to share. Why am I not in Shia today? Why am I not in Bittl Dice today? Why am I not running now? Tired, nice coffee. The head down, it was a long weekend, went to sleep late, you know. Am I thinking lightly of Torah? Am I taking the Torah lightly? I love Torah, Torah is the quality, you come through the Chobot Sefer Yishuv, Torah is the greatest, I want them. But I was what? You were being a kid, I'm almost 16 years old, you know. Not so easy. Okay. I didn't say it's a good thing. Okay. Says your book, but that's one kind of Torah. That's a very, very low one. That's a Torah. We're all like that. We're all human. Notice what kind of Torah is? A person takes the Torah Kedosha and says, this Torah is the harsh. Not that it's much of the chesed under the apple. Why am I not learning? Every time you're not learning, you have to. This would be a good exercise. Every time you're not learning, you have to follow the question. Why am I not learning? Is it a din of the apple or is it a chesed? Is it because I'm just, you know, I'm tired right now, I'm lazy right now, I'm busy right now. That's what I'm not learning. But the Torah remains on the pedestal. The Torah remains the Kedushasa. So that's a little Torah mitam agav. Okay, we can live with that. But sometimes there's a little Torah mitam achet. There's a person who begins to view the Torah as being less choshev. It's like taking a piece of Torah and trying to be part of Shulter, it's like taking a piece of Torah and saying that that's the Asr of the Hour of Erev Pesach. Can't say it. When you begin and the Kedusha of Chetzes of Torah, when you start to treat the Torah as being less significant, that's a whole other darga. That's a much, much deeper, much, much more problematic kind of Bittl. That's Ramesh Bittl Torah. Says, bro, how does that happen? How would that manifest itself? The person who's saying the Torah is not kosher. This is what Bera Hashivos is all a question of relativity. I have in my mind those things that are important, which is where is Torah going at in the spectrum. So if Torah is on the top of the mind, it's not, there's nothing above it. So why am I not learning Torah right now? Kasha or Maisa, why am I not learning Torah right now? Tired of hunger, whatever the reason is. But the Torah hasn't changed. But sometimes the person needs something else. You can take something else and put it on top of the spectrum of Torah. You can put it on a higher point of the Torah goes down or up. Not everything can be on the top. So if something else is on the top, the Torah goes down. So there's a brush there. If a person does not put the Torah to the extent that he starts to grant more chashivas to other things in this world than Torah, ein chabitul Torah chetze gom nizah. That's right. So there are a lot of things that we do in this world, you know, a lot of things that catch our attention, things that we enjoy doing. I enjoy a lot of things as well, okay? I'm sure we're in the summer, I'm sure we're in the fall, something is all a little good, healthy, you know, in moderation things. The person do very, very quick. Because the person walks away by saying that X is on the top, you can show that, whatever you think the X is. X is on the top of my life. And there is kind of one of those things, yeah, I do a lot of things in this world. I'm basically fundamentally doing, you know, X, Y, and Z. And Torah is like a close fourth, So let's try as best as we can, even when we're mevachel Torah, to have in mind that the bittul Torah should be a chisaron to us. We're not quite there yet. The Torah we believe in, the Torah is not the after the hour of the Torah is not the Torah, the Torah is not the piece of chaz against the loss of the children. The Torah is up there and remains up there, the other good. Sometimes we have to look at ourselves. That was the law, that wasn't the division, but that was the part of the shiur, but since it was in Zarek. I'm trying to share with you just very, very quick the Kuda and the Yadidiyayim. So if you look at the events surrounding Shivas of Tammuz, we made reference to pretty much all of the Slichas. They seem to really break down into two categories. Some of the events involve Churban Habayis, not quite the actual destruction, basically, that's reserved because for 3 weeks later for Tisha B'Av, but almost like the events that preceded the Churban. Those are the events of Yom Gevar Yevet Tibakar, the breaching of the walls, which is the primary availus of Shavuot and Tammuz, that stage already that's setting the stage for Churban, the breaching of the walls of Yerushalayim. Then you have also Boto HaTomid, which is also that. They say Mikdush is the place of Akravas HaKavonos. First and foremost, the Karban Tomid. If the Karban Tomid is not brought anymore, so that what do you need a base of Mikdush for? So it's basically almost a statement of saying the base of Mikdush is about to be Charif. Humad Selim Heichel. It's also a Bechina of Churban. The base of Mikdush wasn't destroyed, but there's already a Verzara. Pre-Bittul. It was already put into the Heichel. That's already a shtickle, that's already the Haskolah HaSachorban. So many of the events, historical events, revolve around the Churban, the Beis HaMikdash itself, or physical or spiritual. But then there are two events that stand out that really have nothing to do with Beis HaMikdash. Possibly not the Beis HaMikdash at all. What are the two events? The Shvir Salduchos. What does that do with Beis HaMikdash? And what else? Surf of Fustam Musa Salam. That's a Torah. Okay, terrible tragedy. So why did Chazal, Chamisha Devar, Mehul Abbasayim, Shavasa B'Tamos, the Mishnah says, the Yadam says, Tainas, why did Chazal lump together these seemingly two different categories, two different sets of historical tragedies, and almost merge them, combine them together to form one Yom Tainas? It was Chara. Chazal were driving at is as follows. That we usually think of the Beis HaMikdash as the Mokum of HaKrovos HaKorbanos, which is of course true, no question. That was a primary dimension of the Beis HaMikdash. There's a whole other side of the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash was also the Mokum Torah par excellence. Ki Mitzion Teitesar V'Hashem Yerushalayim, the Beis HaNagol Sat, Mishka Sagozos, and the Beis HaMikdash itself. The Aron, which is the central feature of the entire Beis HaMikdash, there was no Avodah even in it. Once a year in Yom Kippur, you threw some dam on it, but primarily, there was no Avodah. It wasn't a Kabbalah even. The Aron was what? How's the Luchos? How's the Sefer Torah? It's representative of Libra Torah. So all of a sudden, we have a whole other story that the Beis HaMikdash is. The Beis HaMikdash is not just the Makom Kabbalah, the Beis HaMikdash is the Makom Torah. It's not a great surprise that the Kohanim would overdo the Beis HaMikdash. Are the same ones who offer the Karbanis and the same ones who bossed the Kohen and Shehiyah by Yom Ha'im. Sifsei Kohen Yishmu Da'as term of action Piyuki Ma'ashev Tzavachisim. It's the Kohen who is the ultimate Lomed and Malamed Torah to Klal Yisrael. Because the Kohen is in charge of the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash is a combination of the two. So when you speak about the Churban Habayis, what we're speaking about is the Churban of both of these dimensions. Of Kedusha. The Kedusha is Machama Karbanos, and the Kedusha is Machama Torah. Therefore, Chazal Daf put the two together. It wasn't coincidental that everything combined together on the same Yom of 17th day of Tammuz. Shavuot of Tammuz is the day of Churban HaMikdash, the Churban HaTorah. And therefore, it's a day that's Mesugal for Shavuot HaLuchos. That's a Churban HaTorah. It's a day that's Mesugal for Sar of Puspus Rosh HaTorah. It's a day for Churban of the walls of Yerushalayim. It's a day of Churban of the Olas HaTamid. It's a day of Churban of the Zohar HaHeichel. Because Torah and Mikdash
literally go hand in hand. But this should bring for us a tremendous, tremendous nechama. In each day of Tainus, you have to find a little bit of nechama as well. Because we live in a time where we don't have kavanas. We have a little bit of a makeup, the shlumin and shalpar, so saying a little bit of mashu, but the real mekoy we don't yet have. But what do we have? So there's a phrase that we say in the davening, in the end of Ne'ilah. We bemoan the fact that we don't have the Beis HaMikdash anymore. And then the very, very end of the piyut, we say, the Ein Lanu Shiur, we have nothing left. There's nothing left of Beis HaMikdash. All the kavanas are gone. And we know what we say? The Ein Lanu Shiur, Rak HaTorah Hazos. All we have left is the Torah. So it's Alom Dush Shishab Brisket. How do we chant that piyut? What are the words? We say, Ira Kodesh Rav Chazal, Shav Vizos, Chobach Hamadeh, something else, Ein Lanu Shiur, Rak HaTorah Hazos. So in the same breath we say there's no more Beis HaMikdash, no more Kavanas, and yet we have Torah. You can understand that in one of two ways. You can understand what the Piyut is saying is that Torah is almost like the booby prize, you know. You go to the Chinese auction, you win nothing, but everyone walks over the door prize. Everyone walks over the little tchotchke. So it's like the Piyut is saying that the real thing we don't have, and never all we have is Torah. Like you know, make ourselves feel good, but we're really missing everything. All we have never is Torah. That's Bechlal and Bechshat. That's the long shot, tell you what. What does Shiur mean? Shin Yud Vav Resh. Shiur Shirayim. What does Shirayim mean? The Beis HaMikdash. Miyakor Mincha. And then part of it goes to the Tavoa, to the Mizbech, and the rest is eaten. Shiur like by a Rebbe. You go to the Rebbe, eat Shirayim from the Rebbe. Shirayim means that I'm eating something that's left over from the original. So here I'm saying, we used to have a Beis HaMikdash with Kavanas, and now what we have is Torah. So if all Torah means is it's a booby prize, it's a substitute, it's not Shirayim. What it means is as follows. In the olden days, we had two parts of Kedusha. We had two ways of reaching HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We had the Karech of Kabbanas and the Karech of Limit Torah. Bizman Azeh, Bizman Achor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away from us Kabbanas, but he still left us with what? Torah is not a booby prize, not a substitute. Torah is part of the original. It's the part of Mikdash that never disappeared. A Jew sits in Poland, a Jew sits in France, a Jew sits in Spain, a Jew sits in Teaneck, a Jew lives in the Five Towns, a Jew sits in Beit Meir, and sitting and learning sugyas of Rosh Hashanah, Ksis Mech Tashur, Machayis of Inatan, there are days and places, is Bittul Yoz, is Arayas, back and forth. What we're doing with Beisai is reconnecting and linking to Beis HaMikdash of old, Kibbutzian, Teit Yisrael, Hashem Yishalayim, and we're learning Torah, the Kedush of Tahara. So what we're doing this summer is we are reconnecting to Beis HaMikdash. We're not saying never fulfill Beis HaMikdash is the best we can do. No. There's no Beis HaMikdash b'shlagusa. But there's one koyach, there's one dimension of Mikdash that still has never, ever been extinguished. And that is the koyach of Torah. So especially apropos now, starting now, through Tisha B'Av, everybody Mikdash, but right now, from now through Tisha B'Av, the next few weeks, are times that are misugal for Limud HaTorah. Was as we mourn the Beis HaMikdash, it's time to at least hold on for dear life to what's left of the Beis HaMikdash. So we should go back today for the rest of the day. You know, I know today's a tiny, so this Darm a little bit different. But Rosh Hashanah, a person feels good today, you should try to learn as much as you can today as well. Tainus Tiva is not a Paita from Talmud Torah. Tainus Tiva sometimes means you change the Darm a little bit, but it's not a Paita from Talmud Torah. So people should try to learn as much as they can today and then get back into the Mitzvah tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll try to finish up the Sugya and then we'll get moving into the next Sugya. We'll keep on going with that. Okay. You should feel good today.
Even though it's happy,
we're still smart. That's right. Tisha B'Av is a young one.